Shout out to all my gay niggas.
Yeah, bro. Shout out to all my gay. We need to actually like capitalize off this.
We need to actually capitalize off this Pride Month shit.
Yeah, we do. Like, shit, we need to like have this.
I guess. Yeah, but when you say it like that, it just sounds malicious, though.
Shit, I don't care. Tekken Chill's doing it.
True.
Shit, I don't care, nigga. It is what it is.
The whole vibe of Tekken Chill is like non-binary, fucking inclusivity and shit. That's kind of the vibe of that place, though.
So it's like, it ain't, if they can capitalize off of it, why can't we capitalize off of it?
Yeah. LGBTQ. IA people, like, they like when people fuck with them.
Straight up. Straight up. Oh, yeah, and shout out to Tekken Chill, you know. Yeah, I fuck with y'all. Yeah,
so I don't got better smoke with them. So.
Yeah,
so
better smoke.
Yeah, I'm just being a dick, though. Shout out to Tekken Chill. Shout out to all the vendors and stuff that's there.
We might be a vendor sooner or later, so, you know.
Factuals. Actual factuals.
Yeah, so, you know.
Sneak peek into that, you know what I'm saying? Y'all don't get insight on our plans and shit. But you know, we try to put little gems here and there, so y'all
here
know.
And there for the people that actually care.
Yeah,
people that kind of give a fuck.
Yeah,
I'm trying to tell you.
You remember that video of the? I think it's a Florida rapper, and he was on, you know, Off the Porch, like when they do the interviews on the porch and shit.
Yeah.
He was like, he's like, some of the Ops music just be so good, like it be making you think about switching sides. Man. And then his homies looked at him like, what?
We gonna backdo your ass. As soon as this interview is over, we backdoing your ass. All right, just know that.
His homies like, oh hell no. Nah.
Right, they would be like, hey, what you mean by that?
I just randomly thought about that. His homie's definitely going backdoor his ass.
Oh, like, yeah. I don't blame him. Like, bro, what? You saying you fucking with the Ops' music in front of my face?
You can't fuck with the Ops' music?
No.
Damn.
You can't. No matter if it's like, bro, no matter who it is, if it's the Op, bro, you can't fuck with it. That's why shit. I'm so glad I don't have no fucking partners that be what? Like, I got Ops in the music industry. Because, bro,
that
y'all.
Is too much pressure. Like, some niggas' music just good. Like, facts, like I just can't. I understand, like, my bad, but I understand, like, you fucking with the Ops music and that being cool. But I thought it wasn't cool because he was like, it'd be making you think about switching sides. I thought that was when it got flagrant.
Nah, that's when it got. Like you said, flagrant, and that's when it really switched the tone of the situation. But in general, you're not supposed to listen to the Ops music, bro. Like, no, you set tripping if you're doing that.
Damn, that's fucked up, bro. I'm happy to be a civilian.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you just gotta look. If the Ops ain't here making some fire ass music, you just got to make some better music, my nigga. Like, get in your Ziploc,
but
fuck,
sometimes
nigga.
The Ops music is better, though. Remember, like, you know, fucking O Block, like, all them niggas was going up in 2014.
Yeah.
Nigga, the Ops wasn't doing shit. They wasn't, FBG Duck, maybe, but
yeah,
that's
he
it.
Was the only one. Yeah, and fucking, what's the Roach nigga? Roach ass looking nigga. What the fuck?
You talking
King
about?
Yellow. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nigga, they look like a Roach.
He look like a big ass, tall ass.
What's his claim to fame, though? What?
I don't know. Yeah, I just know he just like he makes music, but obviously he's like on G Herbo level.
Like, he just kind of like one of the most known like Ops type of thing.
Yeah. Like 600 Breezy.
Yeah, but fucking shit, O Block got Chief Keef. They got Lil Durk. They got King Von.
Like, bro, all you need is Durk, Von, and Keef. That's it.
They got G Herbo. They had Lil Baby. Like, goddamn. They had the everybody, nigga. Oh, like, imagine when you just, like, you can't listen to the Ops music, but they the biggest in your city. Like, that's like, crazy.
It's going to be an awkward-ass ride home.
You got to act like you like your own niggas' music.
Right, bro. I be dead, bro. Look. Hey, come here for a second. I will never, and I mean never, sit here and falsely tell y'all your music is good or jam to it and knowing that shit is ass. If you do that shit, fuck you. Stop doing that shit, all right? Stop encouraging these trash-ass artists.
Let them know.
Thank you. Stop encouraging these trash-ass artists putting this dumb-ass music out and nobody really want to listen to.
Facts.
Thank you. Had to get that off my chest real quick. I'm sorry.
It's much needed. Yeah, these niggas be ass. I feel that.
Oh, God. And if your homeboy tell you ass, go ask your dad or your mama or your siblings or something like that. If they tell you ass... then hey man, like shit, because family gonna lie.
Yeah, facts. Especially
they gonna tell you good.
If they think that's your real dream and shit, like they gonna be like, oh yeah, it's good, no, yeah.
Yeah, but if they tell you it's ass, bro, just believe them.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then, yeah, if they even, that's crazy. Because like. They will lie, but if it's ass and they tell you it's ass, you know it's real, bro. Just like, you know, don't even question it, dog. Just stop.
Straight up.
Stop.
This ain't talking
about help.
This ain't to the talented people, all right? Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. But we're definitely gonna like cut this fucking thin ass line of niggas just enabling this bullshit and actual like passable artists. Nah, we stopping that.
I will say though, you don't need to be talented to be an artist.
You're right, but you also need to be talented to be known and actually like good at what you do.
Yeah, but you can be like
who? Jermaine Dupri.
I mean, yeah. That's a good point. Like, yeah, what the fuck is he been doing?
Yeah, you know, you're right. I don't even know where that came from.
Like, that's the perfect example. Like, yeah, like, how about that nigga? Like,
you know what?
I was gonna say French Montana, actually.
Montana. All right, we bullshit.
Straight up though, shit, you could be French Montana, not be talented, but Coke shit, boys. You out here.
Yeah, you know what? You got a point. But now that we got that good ass conversation in, just gotta let you know this episode has been in part to you by Real Niggas Incorporated. All right. If you ain't a real nigga, you will not understand. But other than that. Welcome to the motherfucking podcast, y'all. Y'all already know who the fuck it is. It's your boy Jew, aka the Granny Slayer, the Giraffe Wrestler, and also the Panty Player. And I also got my main man.
It's your boy Nate on the mic, and welcome back to the motherfucking podcast, y'all.
Yes, sir. We suplex giraffes over here.
Straight up.
Yeah, we take down them tall ass Amazonians. Nah, for real.
First and foremost, of course, we have to mention our sponsor.
What's the Scenario? A hip-hop card game that's fun for all ages 14 through 40. If you from up north, you're going to love this game. If you from down south, you're going to love this game. East Coast, West Coast, you going to love this game. And guess what? You get a free shipping with your order if
you use the code SSL Podcast when you check out and get free shipping.
Yes, sir.
My bad. I'm just clearing our space so we don't fucking have to stop and fucking this shit stop on us.
Nah, I feel that.
But first thing I want to talk about was this Dr. Umar Johnson on Daily Rap Out Crew podcast.
The Lyrical Salad Man.
Yes, the Lyrical Salad Man. That's actually a good nickname for him.
Yeah.
But on a serious note, like, though through clips, when I see him say certain things, I was, like, in strong disagreement. As I'm hearing him talk throughout the Daily Rap Up Crew's podcast, I mean, it's stuff that I vaguely agree with.
Yeah.
I do think he's really extreme, like really pro-black, hoorah.
He's just very passionate about
the
cause.
Yeah, and I get that. And that sometimes that leads him to come to extreme conclusions, I think, too.
True.
When I don't think every subject regarding black people is just that.
Yeah, ends in systemic racism.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly.
And you can't sit here and say I'm not woke or I'm not a black man just because I don't believe in that or don't think that, oh, I don't have equal opportunity out here.
Yeah, exactly. I just don't think that every problem we face as black people is because of racism. Like,
facts.
I feel like, to me personally, and
not saying it isn't out there, saying it doesn't like sit in, not saying that we aren't affected by that, because we are.
Yeah.
But that's not the basis. All right.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. Like, I feel like a lot of black people would probably be upset about that. But I hate when black people say, "Oh, the white man this, the white man that." It just feels like you copping out to all the bad decisions you made. Granted. Like you said, it's out here.
Yeah, it is.
And it's different in every area. I grew up in a predominantly black area, so of course I didn't see much racism.
Shout out to Riverdale.
Shout out to Riverdale. Yep. But.
No.
Is that my phone?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm doing a podcast right now. What time do you get off? Alright, I'll ask. Alright. I ain't asking. I'm playing. Hold on. Let me turn my shit off. Cool. Yeah, I mean, besides that, though, like, the way he, if he wants to believe systemic racism is behind everything, and granted, that when he was listening to him, there's a lot of examples in history of, you know, FBI doing certain things like implanting black people into certain black organizations to take them down. Facts. There were federal agents saying that the Black Revolution is the worst the worst domestic threat in the United States.
Talk that shit.
So I'm not discounting that, and I don't have any, I guess, facts to argue him on that. Cook my up. Problem was when he started to talk about black women and black men and the gender wars going on, the conversation that's been happening for the past, I feel like, 2 years.
Oh yeah.
There was something he said about the government have something to do with this. Which we've been saying this.
We've said this on record and off record. So
we've been saying this. I'm not surprised, because after I heard about TikTok having a button where they could just make some shit go viral, I
then was it's like, okay, oh yeah, yeah, this is really like solidifying all absolutely. The yeah, not all of it, well, all the conspiracy theories, but it's solidifying this one.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. I believe that the government definitely has the capabilities of pushing this narrative and this conversation in our face, having us continuously argue between man and women.
It keeps us distracted from the bigger picture.
Yeah,
because in online. Honestly, if we actually put all those arguments to the side and we actually started working together, we could take over.
Yeah, facts.
Like, and that's, I feel like that's one of his main points that he tries to push. Mm-hmm. I do feel that, yes, he is very passionate about his topics, but I do understand, I do feel if he takes it back a little bit,
yeah,
if he tones it down just a tad bit, it'll be easier and more digestible for the audience
and to also actually, like, I think
understand.
I think when you go extreme, it kind of, you kind of lose your point somewhere in there too, like, yeah. When you start the fucking let's say I'm trying to make an example or something like that, maybe I'm just think of something so I can relate to the topic or whatever the fuck. And I say my example is like, oh, imagine if you're falling off of Mount Everest or something like that. It's just like, you don't really understand what I'm trying to say at that point because I'm making such an extreme example. I think his point gets lost in his extremism. But I agree with that. I think the government probably does have something to do with, you know, trying to split families up or whatever, having a gender war going on.
Because they've been doing this since the days, since the dawn of time, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. So it makes sense. And so I agree with that. But then you start talking about how black women, basically, to me, excusing black women's quote-unquote masculinity. I wouldn't call it that personally.
Nah.
But I get that everybody on social media is calling it masculine women.
Which is really not. It's just them taking up the survivor role, honestly.
Yeah. Doing so
what they have to do.
So he's basically saying that, to me, excusing women's taking on trauma from past relationships between, you know, black men and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And bringing them on to the next man. Because of the fact that they had to pick up the slack for black men for the past 50 years. That's what he said, 50 years.
Yeah.
So my thing was, why is it okay to excuse the black woman for, you know, having to pick up for the black man's, you know, slack for the past 50 years? But it's completely like, you can't do, if you were a black man, you can't complain or you can't hold on to that trauma of having absent fathers. If I'm a black man, I'm a grown ass man. I didn't have a dad and there's a lot of things I didn't learn. If I go out there complaining about the shit that I have to go through.
Facts. Yo, facts.
Like that.
There's no, we don't get that safety blanket.
Exactly.
We don't get that. So, we don't get that at all.
So why is it fine? Why is there, then that's why I called it pandering. A lot of people had a problem with that, I guess.
No, and I completely understand that.
Because he's discounting the fact that, bro, it's, why is it not the same for both sides? Why is she able to go into every relationship now being masculine, quote unquote, because, oh, she had to, black women had to pick up the slack for the past 50 years. Man.
That's not my fault. So you want to hold 15 other Tom, Dick, and Harry to me? And I'm the one that just got here? Fuck you and fuck that.
And the sad thing is, you and black women are also, like, direct effects of absent fathers and bad black men in our communities.
Facts. So, why do we have to take accountability
for it? Exactly. Why do we have to bear the responsibility for those men that came before us when we the products of them niggas not being here?
But we're actually trying to do better.
Exactly. We're the quote unquote feminine men that, you know, the older generation would say we are.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that per se, but.
Which, in all honesty, it's just emotional intelligence. We actually know how to use our emotions and think with our emotions, not live in our emotions.
Yeah, yeah. Because I mean, older generations just suck that shit up.
Yeah, they're just like, bro, fuck this shit. I got this. It is what it is. But I'm depressed.
Just living with depression, straight up suicide. Actually, that's not even true though, because suicide rates has actually risen the more freedom and like social media and all that shit. It's actually risen since then. It's crazy because men back then dead ass just held that shit in and they was not killing themselves as often as we are. Yeah, and we have infinite outlets, at least these days. Maybe we don't exercise them all, but we have infinite outlets to, you know, let our feelings out. But in today's age, we're actually killing ourselves more than ever.
Yeah, or people will take the worst outlet and use that, like social media.
Yeah.
Instead of just picking up the phone, calling your best buddy, calling your family friend, calling somebody in the family, somebody you're comfortable with, and just having a conversation, you rather just make alluded messages or just subliminal messages on social media for a cry for
help. Yeah. I hate that so much. And I know suicide is a hard topic to talk about.
Yeah.
I tried refraining from it before, but I think I went on record and said I think that it's a selfish act.
It is selfish, but it's like I understand both sides.
I know, and I'm not trying to discount like how somebody may be feeling to make them want to go through suicide. You commit suicide.
Yeah.
But also, besides that, the people that go on social media and give out these cryptic messages like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this anymore, then I'm like, all right, motherfucker.
I really feel like that's just a attention pool.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, bro.
Like, for lack of better words. Like, because, dude, you're just craving attention at that point.
Yeah, I feel that way about that, yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, if you're going to, and I hate to sound this cruel about it, if you're going to do it, you're just gonna do it. Like, just like Kevin Gates said, if you're gonna go out on some gangster shit, you're gonna sit here not tell nobody and just butt yourself in the back and call it a day. That's just me being like transparent. But I get if you want to, if you need some help, or if you just need to put out a bad signal because you're not comfortable enough to come and talk to somebody. But going to social media is not the proper route.
Yeah.
Straight up.
So basically, to wrap this up, Dr. Umar Johnson definitely does.
Damn, we did go on a tangent.
Yeah, we did. Just for a little bit. It didn't go that far. But right. Dr. Umar Johnson definitely says a lot of things I agree with. So it's not, this whole topic wasn't for us to just sit here and bash his opinion. At the end of the day, it's his opinion. Though I think it's a little extreme. It's one of those situations where you chew the meat, spit out the bone.
Facts.
You don't ingest it all because, I mean, you might be fucked up in it. You might be fucking Pan-African. That's what it is. You might fuck around and be Pan-African after watching Dr. Umar Johnson for an hour. Like, straight up. So, some of the stuff I agree with, some of the stuff I think is extreme, but I also think that you should hold black women accountable just as much as you hold black men accountable. And also, you shouldn't blame all men, because us men from this generation are direct products of those men that didn't fucking do shit for their kids or their families back in the day. So we shouldn't be bearing the responsibility of them or having to deal with a masculine woman just because of them. Like, that's fucked up.
We already have a target on our back being a black man in society, all right, in America, now that having to deal with or at least take accountability on our forefathers' mistakes too.
Yeah, like, I ain't never even met my dad. What the fuck?
Like, bro, my dad's barely in my life. So it's like, yo, like, how you gonna make me responsible for that? Like, bro, I have to figure out how to actually be a man in today's society, because being a man is either creepy, weird, or some other shit. Like, what? But now you make me take on double the responsibility just because I'm a black man.
Yeah, like, what, man? She been taking care of the black man for 50 years, nigga. What the
fuck she you mean? She didn't take care of me, motherfucker. Like,
what the fuck you mean? What the fuck you mean she can't be masculine? Like, bruh. Like,
she don't need to be masculine. Like, what the fuck? Get the fuck out of New York. You ain't welcome there anymore.
So, yeah, I just don't agree with that part. I think it's mainly because of the generalization.
I can see that.
Not just, like, if you would have specified some black men, then okay, you definitely right.
But to get more shock value and also more controversy, making blanket statements adds on to
that. Yeah,
so
that's true. Because you're getting niggas like me that get triggered.
Yeah.
I respect it's not it. All black
yeah,
men.
Yeah, like that's not that you're not the only one.
Yeah,
all right?
I know.
You're not the only
one. But moving on to song picks of the week.
Yes, sir.
I said weeks. I meant week. Y'all know what I mean.
Yeah, you going first.
Okay, so I already got my picks.
All right, cool. Because I don't.
First modern pick, I got to go with Gunna. Is it Straight to the Moon? It's Straight to the Moon, right?
Back to the Moon? Back to the Moon.
Back to the Moon?
Yeah.
Back to the Moon. Honestly, my favorite song on there. Beat is so hard. I just like the melodic sounds. I can't do it in my mouth, but you get what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying. I like the melodic beat on it, and it's the simplicity of it.
I feel that.
And the flow. It's a classic Gunna flow, super simple. Yeah, repetitive throughout the whole track, but it's still pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. I can respect that. Okay, so my first pick is gonna be Prius by Sauce Walker. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I don't know the fuck that is. Yeah, you already know.
He said, I'm riding with cutters. I know that you see that. My bandana bracket. I know that you weed out. We pop out of ice, boy. They find out where we at. I'm Kurt Angle breaking. I'm breaking your kneecaps with syrup. I'm sipping this dirty like tree sap. Bruh.
No
I
cap, bruh. Like,
oh, shit.
It sound better. I think it would probably sound better that you saying it right now rather than if I had listened to Sauce Walker say it.
Nah, it was actually like hard.
I don't be like his
the
delivery,
way he
though.
Came, nah, the way he came in, he's dun, 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 like. Oh, this shit was so hard.
Yeah, we're just going to check that out later.
Yeah, on God.
Because his delivery is like, that's the main reason.
Wait, pull it up real quick, because you got the last
one. Put it up right there.
I'm riding with cutters. I know that you see that. My band in the bracket. I know that shit. We pop out our eyes, but they find out where we are. I'm like, what, nigga? He just kept snapping.
Yeah, and it's a short-ass song.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to say, what the fuck the music is?
If I piss a bad boy in the recess, it's all me and boy, you're gonna need rehab. I send a hit in the triage, but I pee off the piage, but me a pee on the piage. I was in coochie, easy, barely a feelable. It took you too long to realize. Top is the tallest, my brother's out there, and I'm hollering. I saw that in his eyes. All of my niggas in the neighborhood, I never been to a nigga system. She love a real nigga. Sauce making shit make a feel, nigga. I met to me and nigga says, my good bitch, toss a beer with that bitch, nigga.
Okay.
Today I watched Pony May 67,000 off of the pill. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still don't like that nigga delivery, though.
I feel it. I feel it. Nah, when Sauce be spitting, he be spitting for real.
It's literally just his voice for me, because I feel like if those same lyrics were said by another nigga, I would have liked it. Straight up. Well, the beat was actually ass too. I didn't like the beat.
So. On that song, on Prius?
Yeah, I didn't like that beat at all.
You can't even hear it for real.
I can.
Oh.
You probably can't hear it for real.
Oh, okay. Nigga, you just terrible then, nigga.
And I didn't like that beat. It's like ding, 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 ding. And it's just like, oh. Like, it's one of those like early 2000s beats.
True. You ain't shit. All right.
Nah, but I mean, if you like it, shit. If you like it, I love it, goddamn.
Yeah, whatever.
Shit, I'm about to pick a basic ass song, shit. I'm picking The Hills by The Weeknd, nigga. That's what I'm picking.
Okay, that's my shit, though.
Yeah, it's like, hard. It's hard. It's just that like, that should probably got like 2 billion streams right now. Like,
yes.
Yeah, it's such an obvious pick, I think.
Yes. Oh, second pick, Out West by Travis Scott.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's solid.
Yeah, it's a solid pick. Yeah. I ain't mad at it. You know what I'm saying?
I used to jump on the back of the bus. Jump off of it, shit. Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, like a fade in. Yeah, I just don't. Oh, shit. Shout out to Georgia Smith, too. She is actually really fire.
Who the fuck is that?
She a singer. I guess. Nah,
is she from Georgia?
Absolutely not. She's from UK.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. UK bitch is taking over, bro.
That's together.
Nah, her music is really good, though. I'm probably going to put her in my next pick, but that's like my honorable mention for modern picks. Okay. So, nostalgic pick. I got Regulate by Warren G and Nate Dogg.
Ooh.
Yeah, that is classic as fuck, nigga. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate, which y'all know about that. Y'all know nothing about that.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Buy you a drink. Okay. T-Pain. You know that was a, yeah.
I ain't gonna lie.
That was back in the day, though.
There was one part in Buy You a Drink that I thought was cringe, though. He was like,
take you to the hood, show you how
it is. Nah, that was straight for the time. Okay. Okay. But it was like, think about it. Snap. Like, rock.
You can do it all by yourself. That's not part of that shit. Bro,
I thought that shit was cringe.
Snap.
No, that shit was turned though.
Yo, that was a good
classic T-Pain. Like, that was vintage T-Pain back then. On to
Jesus. All right, that was like before I fell in love with a stripper too. Like, oof.
Fell in love with a stripper too?
No, like before that song.
Okay. Never mind. It don't matter. My second pick is Lil Wayne, In the Game, My Life. Now, when I was younger, I saw the music video. This is back when like 106 in Park was still a thing. And we actually got music content and stuff on MTV and stuff like that, too.
Kids will never know.
Yeah.
Sad. Kids these days.
Sad. That's so sad, bro. 106 The Park was a shit, bro. Damn.
Music videos on VH1?
Yeah. MTV was showing music videos back in the day. Oh, shit, yeah. When it was actually music television.
Facts.
Not fucking prank shows and fucking reality TV. And yeah. Damn. That's actually sad, bro. That's heartbreaking. But when I first seen this music video, nigga, that shit scared the fuck out of me, nigga. Because the nigga was like bleeding out and shit. And it was like, it just felt sad as fuck. But that fear kind of grew me into loving this song over the years and appreciating it. Like, I guess, I don't know. I'm guessing like in the fantasy. Like, have you ever related to a song? But not because it's your personal experience, but because you know the experience or you understand the experience type of thing. I don't know if I'm explaining that right.
Yeah.
That's what my life is for me. So, dope song. I think that came out like 13 years ago or something like that. Check that out. Did you give your second pick?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Shit, I had it. I fucking lost it.
Yeah. I was jibber jabbering.
Just what was my second pick? Fuck. Oh. Feds watching. 2 Chainz and Pharrell.
Yeah. Okay.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
Is that I'll be fresh as hell with when the feds watching?
Two Chainz, I'm designing everything. Mr. Drummer is their garçon. Mr. Alexander Wayne. I was like,
you're really a secret 2 Chainz fan, but it's your second time using 2 Chainz.
Bro, yeah. Bro, look, I remix it, make it dirty. I texted, he said, the bitch said she got good head. I texted back and tell her, hurry.
Straight up.
Like, look, man, 2 Chainz is that nigga.
I feel that, bro.
But, nah, I'm not a huge fan. He just makes some really good music.
He's good. He's a great song maker, yeah. Yes. His lyrics is really, like, basic, but song-making ability, top tier.
Oh, nah. Honorable mention, Neck and Wrist. Pusha T and Jay-Z. It's really because of Jay-Z's verse. Wait, no. I take that back. So sorry. Jay-Z, Heaven, off of Magna Carta. That's an honorable mention in my opinion. I know you probably never heard it, but
I don't think so. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just Jay-Z talking like that rich shit.
That's crazy, bro. Hip hop heads gonna be mad that you put 2 Chainz over Jay-Z, bro.
I don't care. Straight up, yeah. Like, fuck them. But like, what they gonna do to me?
But they gonna fucking cancel you, bro. They gonna get your comment y'all. Section.
Like, fuck write y'all. Paragraphs. I don't give a damn. Like, shit.
They gonna write passionate paragraphs about you, bro.
Okay, cool. Appreciate it.
No, but check out those songs. Both are modern and nostalgic picks. Of course, we're gonna have another one at y'all next podcast.
Yes, sir.
If that's next week, then I guess it's next week.
Yes, sir.
But moving on to our second topic, Muslim high school graduate denied diploma after doing the gritty dance.
And
on stage.
I just learned how to do the gritty. That's the sad part. All right, like
nigga, you're 28 and you just learned how to do the gritty.
Yep. Nigga, the gritty ain't even been out a year.
Really?
You know?
Wow. I'm so out of touch with that. I don't even know, nigga. I ain't doing no gritty.
I be doing a gritty with the young niggas.
You gonna do the gritty on camera?
Hell no.
Bro, do it for the fans, bro. You gotta do the gritty now.
All right. Nigga, he got me fucked up.
Oh shit, nah, but she did the gritty on stage after they announced her name to come get her diploma. Y'all know how graduations go, at least most of y'all do. If you didn't graduate,
sucks for you.
Yeah, right. like what the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, I didn't graduate. Go to like the graduation ceremony.
Yeah, but you graduated.
Yeah,
sure. You know what graduation is. But nigga, right. Don't ever talk to me like that, though. All right, I'm bullshitting. Nah, but so
bro, why are you talking to me like that?
Basically, they call her name to come get her diploma, and she, you know, gritties over to get her diploma. Did the period, and the white lady. I'm only saying white lady because I don't know her name, and yep. She was actually white.
Yes.
Denied her diploma.
She said, "No, baby, you just go take your seat over there." She was like, "No. You don't get this. Go take your seat now, over there."
If that's your child.
Oh, I'm causing a whole motherfucking fit. What? Oh, I fuck these people. Fuck this whole graduation. I'm about to flip shit. Like, nah, for real. Knowing damn well that these pandemic babies.
Yeah.
Well, not pandemic babies, but you get what
I
mean.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, like the youth that had to deal with the fucking pandemic, and they're finally made it through to fucking graduation.
Oh, God.
Do you know how hard of a, bro, this is like a global time, once in a lifetime, that this generation had to actually experience, and they finally made it through to fucking graduation, and you gonna sit here and take this from her? You better be glad they wasn't all black there, all right? You better be glad.
Thanks.
You better be glad, because white people might not be with that fuck shit, but guess what? Hispanics and black people, we with that fuck shit, all right? And especially at a fucking graduation. You got us fucked up.
Yeah, I already think it's weird that they were saying that people need to be quiet during the graduation. I thought it was something having to do with Muslim customs or something like that, but apparently they just want to rush through the process or whatever the fuck.
Which is understandable.
I guess, but ripping her of this accomplishment, this milestone, because that's what graduating is a milestone in your life to the next best thing, which may be college for her or whatever, her career or whatever the case is. But to rip her of that, even if she does graduate and just don't get the certificate, it's still
like, you're still fucking up the moment.
Yeah, it's her moment. This is, she wanted to celebrate that way. She didn't do nothing super crazy. It's just a gritty period, and that's it.
Come on, bro. Yeah. I can see if she got on the stage and started twerking,
back
across
flipping,
splits. Come on, dude.
Fucking clapping the ass, nigga. Like, if she did something like that, then I'm like,
front
all
right. Ass and back ass, yeah. Like just.
Front ass.
Yeah, like the titties and shit.
Oh.
Like clapping titties and ass.
I know, it was stupid.
Yeah. It was stupid.
I thought you were talking about fat bitches, but. Nah. Okay.
All right. That's even worse. But regardless.
Yeah, I just think, we both kind of discussed that we didn't have much to say on it other than she ripped that experience and that accomplishment and that milestone, that moment away from her.
Facts.
I don't like that shit. That shit would not fly. If it was my kid,
at all.
I don't give a fuck who you is or what school or what fucking alumni y'all got from that school, nigga. I don't give a fuck. Period.
That's so gay.
You nigga, you be doing a gritty.
That's not gay.
Yeah, it's not. But it's not gay.
My closing notes on that, baby girl. You did your thing. You worked hard to get your diploma and celebrate.
And 17.
You worked hard to get that motherfucking diploma, all right? Like, especially being a teenager in this generation, you worked hard to get that. Because there's a lot of teenagers just doing some dumbass shit if this generation, this generation nowadays. So,
fucks.
Congratulations to you. More power to you. It was unfair. But guess what? When one door closes, a big one opens, all right? Stay focused.
Straight up. Do we have a second segment or do I just get into the second third topic?
Nah, we didn't have another segment.
Okay. So Andrew Tate has been formally charged with rape.
Ooh.
Human trafficking. That's a big word. Yeah, that's Ooh. Rape. Like, that's a big word. Human trafficking charges.
Ooh.
And forming a criminal gang to exploit women.
Oh shit!
These are strong words.
Wait. So basically, he was forming a gang of pimps.
Basically, yes.
Oh, okay.
That's all right. Allegedly. That's what the court system trying to say. That's what they charging him for. We're gonna make sure to say allegedly because none of these things are actually proven.
Yeah, true, true, true.
But allegedly, this is what he did. Both brothers and their defense teams are preparing to declare their innocence in court, obviously, because why wouldn't they? So my question is, what is the likelihood that this is the Matrix? Trying to say the Matrix being,
man, get the fuck on
the Matrix not being an actual thing, but like maybe governments that think his message is wrong, or maybe higher figures that just think that what he's spreading is dangerous. What is the probability that this is what that is? Because you know, if Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate beat these charges, they will be on their podcast talking with some, yeah, it was just the Matrix trying to set us up in our Bugattis, and we got our Bugattis back, and we got Bugatti scooters.
Bugatti scooters.
Yes. Got Bugatti scooters. What's the likelihood? Or like, is it?
It's not that high. One.
It's not that high.
It's not. It's the likelihood of that actually happening is really like shit. 1 out of 10, in my opinion. Like, cause if they have enough witnesses and enough evidence, they're getting locked up. All right. Yeah, they were granted bail, but yeah, they're getting locked back the fuck up. Like, yeah. I don't want them to, but when you have those type of alleged egregious charges, like multiple, pending on you,
yeah, multiple different
ones. They got something on you, my boy.
Yeah. We talking about women from UK coming
and then,
out with allegations.
And then you have to take in consideration the video that was placed on YouTube, him being on a pack, him a podcast, basically exposing his whole business plan.
Yeah.
So it's like, dude, they take that in as evidence. You already screwed yourself. Just like Dirk said, that's like catching a body on and posting it on social media. That's like basically telling the judge you did it. Like, yeah, you killed the man. Like, so it's like, bro, what the fuck? You really like? No. I don't see. It's the Matrix. No. You screwed yourself.
No, I'm just saying that. Allegedly, I know that's what the message would be if they would so happen to beat this and be on YouTube again and saying something.
And
it'd be the
digital,
Matrix trying to set them up. Yeah.
I'm sorry. All you digital dickheads that is literally hanging on this nigga's meat. All right. If he beats this shit, I know y'all are gonna have a fucking field day, which, you know, rightfully so. But if he does not beat this, we do not need y'all talking about this is a conspiracy theory, the Matrix is trying to, or the government is trying to shut him down. Because what good has he actually done to society besides, like, tell young men that, oh, you need to have a Bugatti and start smoking cigars and only drinking coffee and fuck these bitches, basically,
well,
what everybody else has been saying.
I think he fills a role of absent strong men, and that's what Andrew Tate is. I think young men look at Andrew Tate, somebody that's been a kickboxer, somebody that's got Bugattis, that
who's
owns
not that
casinos.
Great of a kickboxer.
Yeah, he's pretty mid, but
yeah, if we're being just like
at the end of the day, it takes fucking heart to get in any type of fucking martial arts.
Yeah, you're right.
Nigga, I wouldn't disrespect any martial artist. All of them can fuck all of us up, no matter who. If you're not a martial artist, they will fuck us up. They
He's
will
still mid though.
So, but yeah, but Adrian Bronner was mid.
Adrian Bronner got hands.
He was mid.
Okay. You're right. I can't take that away from you.
Like, he's regardless of the fact, because that's stupid anyway. Yeah. He's somebody that is an accomplished kickboxer. Somebody that did box, even though he's like 1-2, whatever.
Yeah.
He does own casinos. He does have a hella bitches, hella fucking compliant bitches, from what I've heard from Joe Rogan podcast. I forget the guy that was on there. He's like, I was out there with Andrew Tate. All the bitches was absolutely quiet, and they was not speaking unless they were spoken to. Now, though I understand what roles he fills, what is the likelihood that he's made zero money off of exploiting women? Cause he said he said zero, but he said he made zero money off of exploiting women. What's the likelihood of that?
How far is the center of the earth?
That is a Nigga, do I like fucking Neil deGrasse Tyson to you, nigga?
Maybe, but is that low, nigga? Like, is that fucking low? That's how low it is right now.
Nah, yeah, facts. Nigga, he already said, that. This goes back to what you saying, kind of snitching on yourself, because he already said kickboxing didn't make him that much money. So, okay.
You were fucking your trainer. Wait, not your trainer. You were fucking your coach, all right?
Coach so, kind of fine.
Okay. But nice. It's like, bruh, like, no.
So where'd the money come from, then?
You dipped your toes into some hoes, and guess what? You got exposed.
Yeah, like, where'd the money come from? I'm really want to know, then. Like, for Andrew Tate fans out there, and I don't think this is wrong either. If he got these bitches do OnlyFans and shit, and
I don't see anything wrong. He finessed his especially money if out of it. Consensual.
Yeah, it's just e-pimping. It happens all the time.
But also, we do have to take in consideration, allegedly, they were getting forced to do that.
And allegedly, he was putting his hands on them, too.
Yeah, so we do also have to take that into consideration. So, with us speaking on that, it's cool, and we don't see nothing wrong if there's no actual physical abuse being incorporated into that, or any mental abuse.
Well, you know what? I'm going to walk back my statement, just because what's the likelihood that a woman... it's going to stay unless there's some real leverage over her, like physical abuse.
Okay, true. Yeah. Nah, that's very true. That's very true.
Like, no woman would just sign up through OnlyFans for another nigga unless it's something that's being held over their head. Apparently, he finessed them to go to Romania. He was saying he loved them and all this shit. And got them there, basically trapped them there. So, let me walk that back. It is fucked up. But for him to completely deny it, I just don't think that's true in any sense. I think if you was to have a defense, Andrew Tate, you can't say zero money. You definitely made some money off these women.
You should say like a minimal amount, or you didn't make, you know, not that much or something like that. But saying $0,
I think he's better off denying the abuse in the stuff like that rather than denying exploiting the women, because that's something that he definitely did.
Yeah, facts. That's like saying you're pleading guilty on a murder trial, but yet they have your DNA. The gun, the murder weapon, and they have a taped confession. So it's like,
I ain't do nothing, bro. What?
Free my nigga Ray Ray, bro. Even though we saw him kill that cop, bro. Like, it don't matter. He ain't do shit to nobody.
Even though he on body cam killing that cop, bro. Yeah,
the bro, cop told him to stop, and he was just like, fuck you. Just shot his ass.
But he
like,
ain't never did nothing, bro. He ain't never did nothing.
He non-violent, bro.
I hope that, like we said, this is alleged. Nobody knows if this is true or not. The case hasn't started, but they have been formally charged. They did appear in court. Hopefully, you know, they get the due process they deserve. That's, I think, a right. I don't know how Romania works, but I think it's probably that way everywhere, to get your due process in court.
Yeah.
And hopefully, if it's false and this is just some bullshit, it comes out. I don't like false allegations. But also, if he did it, hopefully he does get
a little bit of leniency.
No, hell no.
Yeah, I know.
This nigga's finessing and beating bitches and got a criminal gang to exploit women. Like, no, if he's guilty, put him under the jail.
Like, no. Shit,
what? This nigga was running a criminal enterprise. Like, what the fuck? Hey, man. Lock that's both, just, Tristan.
That's just the cost of doing.
Yeah, lock both of their ass up.
That's
nigga.
Just the cost of doing business.
Yeah, man.
But nah, for real, nah, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, facts. If you did it, allegedly, if you did it. If you didn't do it, I hope that these bitches get locked up. Shit.
Oh, yeah, facts.
We got one more topic, right? Yeah. And then we got barbershop talk. So it's just a short topic for you guys. I'm pretty sure everybody has heard about this. So there is a submarine that goes out to explore the Titanic and its wreckage remains in deep down in the depths of the ocean. First of all, I just seen some shit before we started recording that it's been more people in space than that deep down in the ocean. The tickets are $250,000.
Who the fuck is paying?
Obviously, rich niggas. Obviously, rich niggas.
That's an odd ass flex.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I want to sympathize with it a little bit because maybe.
How?
I think.
How?
Like, if you had the money to do it, and you could, maybe your son was just like super, like, what's the word? Amazed by the Titanic or something. He wanted to see it. You wouldn't take him to see.
No.
Oh, you black, bro. That's different.
You literally, like, bro, what the fuck? We can go watch this goddamn movie and go to fucking
long ass movie.
What do you mean? Go to SeaWorld on some shit.
I feel you on that too.
Like, bro, you really think I'm about to? No,
I'm absolutely terrified of fucking deep dark water like that.
First of all, 200,000?
250,000.
Bitch.
Oh God.
Hell no. Nah. Yeah.
So
feed a small village.
A group of rich ass niggas, obviously. Went on the submarine to go see the wreckage of Titanic, and now they are missing.
I bet you they white.
They have, I think white and like European and like Middle Eastern.
Nobody black.
And they're missing though, and they have less than 24 hours of oxygen left.
These niggas gonna die.
If there literally has been less people at that deep of the ocean than there is like people that's been in space. Throughout our entire time of visiting space, which is probably only in the 80s, I think. Something like that. 80s, 90s, whatever. They're dead. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to tell you that. I hope they're alive, real talk. I really do. Just because you don't want to say that you hope humans are dead. You sound fucked up. But this is the price of having money, man. This is the price of being free and just being able to spend $250,000 to go fucking thousands of miles. Have you ever seen the ocean, nigga? Have you ever been inside the ocean?
No, I don't want to go.
If you're in the ocean, I'm telling you, when you look down, it's black. It's just dark darkness.
I don't want to see that. No, I don't want to. No, that is a nightmare for me. No, I do not want to go in the ocean.
Why would you do that?
Like, bro, there are aliens down there. I'm good. Like, what? You got crabs that are literally the size of this room down there. Why do you think? Why would we want to go down? No.
Bro, no cap, bro. Like, I don't understand the appeal. Like, there's so many things you can do with $250,000. Damn, nigga. What the fuck, bro? You could feed several villages. Like,
you can tune it to Africa. Like, yo, you're not about to sit here and tell me that you're just going to waste a whole $250,000 just to go see where Leonardo DiCaprio actually drowned because he didn't want to stay with that bitch. Are you fucking serious?
Oh, my God, bro.
That is the weakest. Oh, my God.
Like, this is some real first world problems. That's bruh, what this is.
This is some shit that you would hear on, like, Gilmore Girl or some shit. Like, bro, like, what
so
the fuck?
So fucking rich.
90210 like, type shit.
I'm
like,
gonna
what?
Spend $250,000 to go in a submarine to go see Titanic.
No. I'm not just gonna spend it. I'm gonna spend it with some of my homeboys and my homegirls, and we're gonna sit here and split $250,000 between all of us, and that's like $50,000 apiece. So, you know. Not literally, but you get the point. Like, that's still like a life changing amount of money.
Yeah, like, regardless, I feel like if you spending $250,000 on a ticket, nigga, you are rich. Like, there's no other way around it.
No, you're not rich, you're wealthy.
Yeah, straight up.
You're like, fucking
there's
wealthy.
There's no
yeah.
other way around it.
Yeah, straight up.
So I hope they're alive, but I'm telling y'all the
this
likelihood.
This is a dumbass decision.
Yeah, facts. The likelihood that they're alive is pretty slim to none.
I hope y'all regret this decision for the rest of y'all life.
If they is alive,
y'all, they gonna make it. This
you
is
think
America.
So?
Yeah, this is America. They gonna make it.
Nah, this is in the UK, I think.
Oh shit, they might not make it.
But I ain't gonna lie, bro. It's so easy to get lost in the ocean, bro. Yeah. Like, especially when you that deep down, where that's nobody's really going that deep down. Like, straight up, they're probably gone. If there's no signal of them at all, and they running out of oxygen. They're dead. They're absolutely dead. I'm sorry to break that news. Maybe that's not podcast appropriate. But, hey, man, when you got a lot of money.
And you do dumb shit. Wait, you play stupid. No. You play stupid games. You win stupid prizes.
Yep.
Okay? Like, that's just that. That's it on that. And that's that on that.
Facts.
Straight up. I hope y'all are alive. But if you didn't make it, that's your fault. not to sound like cynical or anything like
that. And yeah, don't be mad at us for like laughing at this shit, because nigga, this first world problem.
Literally.
This like, only bruh, problems rich niggas have.
This is, bro, we done made it through a whole pandemic. Now we talking about some niggas that paid $250,000 for a fucking ticket to go see the fucking Titanic, and now they're stuck. Fuck them. They deserve it. Yeah. They put themselves there. Like, where's the accountability for them? Like, what?
Like, nah, we're going to have them on watch. Oh, wait, they have 21 hours to live. They have 42 hours to live. Like, oh, shit.
Oh, no, now they have 2 hours to live. Like,
like, turn these niggas' lives into a TV show. Hey,
literally. Like, bro, what the fuck, bro? Now Jack Reacher's going to go down there.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, this is really insensitive.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. We're going too far. Rest in peace, though. Yeah, yeah. No. I'm telling you, bro, they probably dead, bro. Like, I'm gonna be honest, bro. Even if you on a cruise ship, they tell you if you jump off, bro, if the cruise, if the the captain don't know within literally like 5 minutes, you're lost. They're not gonna be able to turn around and find you. You're gonna be fucking buried underwater and dead. Granted, it's not the same as being in a submarine, but then you think about it like this: submarines, anything can mess up, and boom, it's over.
Yeah,
you too deep in the water. The pressure can be released, and y'all niggas are fucking crushed to death.
Facts.
So, yeah, I don't want to be too like fucked up about that, but yeah, hopefully they good.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Facts. But on to barbershop talk, baby. The last podcast, well, the last topic. Y'all know what I mean. Last subject. That's not even what I mean either. The last segment.
Stupid.
Last segment of the podcast, baby.
Yeah.
Barbershop talk. Yeah. Barbershop talk. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, we might actually like, it'd probably be cool if we just kept doing a remix, different one every time. Niggas don't know what to expect.
Like, what?
That's not the theme song. What do y'all do? Nah. I actually don't know what we talk. I don't have any notes down for barbershop talk, so I don't know what we talking about.
Yeah, I don't either. I was just gonna like just say fucking and let it flow through the wind, honestly. So you know, divorce is like up a lot, like within like today's generation.
Yeah, I've heard. I mean,
so let me ask you, what do you think is one of the catalysts that's actually contributing to that?
Well, I wish I didn't actually know, so then I can answer with something I think and not what the facts are. But I think most of it is money, adultery,
facts,
and money. That's the main things. And I hate that about marriage, because it starts to make something so beautiful, I guess, and I guess more also religion based too. Something,
yeah, that's
like it,
nah,
and it makes it into like a business where money really matters, and that's what tears families apart a lot of times is money.
Facts.
So yeah, that's what the two things are, though. Yeah, facts.
I don't know. I was gonna say social media and TikTok. straight up.
Why do you think that?
Dude, do you know how many women that are getting divorced going to TikTok and actually encouraging other women to get divorced? Like, surprisingly, that's more prevalent than you know.
I don't.
It's very fucking wild.
I don't, like, know about that. I don't put it past other women to do shit like that, though.
Yes. And it's like, no, go ahead. My bad.
Which is dangerous, though. Like, it's just as dangerous. Like, a lot of the women figures are spreading this type of knowledge, though. Even when it comes to the women artists that the kids look up to, it's facts. Like they spread this type of knowledge onto the younger generation, and all that shit is dangerous.
But then they don't even live half the shit they're rapping about. They like, don't. Look at Cardi B. I don't cook, I don't clean, but I got the ring. But you see her cooking and cleaning.
Yeah, look at Meg Thee Stallion, bro. She got her a nigga. She made sure she got her nigga. Look at JT.
Even though she fucked on a midget, but you know, it don't matter. He was like, I would never would have shot that bitch if I wasn't so fucking short.
She fucked on a midget and a giant too, though. Like, shit.
She fucked up polar opposites.
Oh god, bro. She don't discriminate.
Both sides of the spectrums.
Now she got like a fucking Pop Smoke looking nigga. I don't know. I ain't never probably, seen this.
She like she get apple tile. Like, but
what the fuck is that?
We're not gonna talk about all that. Right.
All right. That's not. That's not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But honest. Oh, but Monique was actually. She went viral a couple of days ago, and she was speaking on relationships nowadays. How. It's more about finance, just like you were saying, it's more about financial and what are you bringing to the table and not actually like seeing the other attributes that matter in a relationship. Like, yeah. Can you be nurturing? Can you be someone who can make a home? Can you be a safe space? Can you actually like learn from one another?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's one thing that's definitely missing in today's society when it comes down to just dating in general. And yeah. Also, and I'm going to stand 20 toes on this, social media is fucking up. The fucking up dating and just marriage in general.
I think okay. Social media is fucking up a lot of things, not yes. Just those, but yeah, I agree with you.
Like, because in all honesty, there's a lot of men and there are a lot of women that want to get married, but they're afraid to take that first step or take those steps because of all of the horror stories that they've heard of. But you also have to pay attention to the positive stories as well.
I don't think it's entirely just because they heard somebody else fucked up experience. I think somebody else fucked up experience aligns with they fucked up experience and it gives them confirmation bias.
Exactly.
So then they're like, oh yeah, man, see, I'm not the only one that feel like this. Maybe I should stop fucking with these niggas. Maybe I should get that break. Get that head and leave,
and then turn fake gay after you have like
yeah, right.
Hey, you got like 5 kids now. You want to lick some coochie? Like,
and then, bro, the niggas don't talk about that, but that's some real shit too. Yeah. Like, bitches be going gay, like, man, fuck these niggas right now.
Like, yo, but what? I'll be damned.
It's crazy that's an insensitive comment though. Like saying that bitches turn gay after having some fucked up experiences with men, but that happens a lot.
Like you got skeeted in.
Damn, okay.
3 to 5 like, times.
Say that shit then,
Now you telling me you want to go down and say you actually gay in real life. Bitch, you don't know what you really want. You just hurt. Okay? Not saying all, but
yeah, there's a good amount.
To the amount that this goes to, you just hurt, baby girl.
By the way, anything we say is not all people.
Yeah. But it's never a blanket statement.
Yeah. I hope people get that at this point.
We need to start making some blanket statements. I want to go like
facts. Viral. We need to fucking go viral, get some controversial shit out there.
Yeah,
like all gay niggas got AIDS. All right, that's gonna get us canceled. We getting canceled if we say that. Yeah, make sure you cut that out.
We went completely like opposite direction.
Oh god, man, I went super dark. Like, damn, we gonna get canceled, Sam. What I said, let's go with what you said.
But yeah, I really do wonder what that stud pussy hit on though.
Me too. Yeah,
yeah, like, okay, all right. Since this is barbershop talk, all right, because we are in transition from the dating shit. But let's say. Hypothetically, you in the barbershop, all right? You see a chick that walks in. She got like locks and shit, but she, you know, she coming to get a little shape up or whatever. But she got a body.
So she a dyke.
Yes.
Because it ain't but no, she ain't got no a bitch with locks body, the shape up.
Like, okay. When I say a body, like you could tell that ass, like that thing thangin', all right, in the back, and them yeeky, like the yitties, the yittian.
Have you ever seen a stud that?
Yes. I'm just playing. Go ahead.
Because every time I see a stud, even if they got like a fat ass, they be sagging and shit. So like their ass is kind of like, it's like a top of the ass, and then it's like cut off by the pants, and then it's like the bottom of the ass. So the ass look just like small and nasty looking. like they wear their clothes to make them look unattractive to men, I think.
Bruh. So
it's 9 times out of 10. If I see a dyke, bro, I'm just like,
ew.
Yeah. Like, I'm a man at the end of the day though, so I'm still like, shit, I probably would, like I might, but they, you could tell they not trying to appeal to guys at all though, like the way they wear their clothes is just like not it.
Okay, so if you had a choice between two dykes, all right, one got like a fucked up face, all right, but a badass body, and the other one got like. Barely any titties, a tiny ass, all right, but a really, really beautiful ass face. Which one you hitting?
So the first one is ugly with a fat ass?
Yeah.
Oh, the fat ass. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. You're such a nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
Because guess what? I was going to pick the ugly bitch.
Straight up. I don't give a fuck about no beautiful face. Oh,
girl, nigga, the what? Fuck? Wait, what? Like, it's going to look beautiful with my dick inside. It don't matter.
I don't give a fuck about none of that.
Oh, damn. Oh, shit. That's going to make the bitches flock away. Saying some shit like that.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie, bro. This, we ain't going nowhere with these. I don't like these. Yeah. I don't like these. I don't like these, bro. We making good time though. We at 50 minutes.
Yeah, you know, we got a full episode. So
hey. Yeah.
Yeah. Regardless.
But
yeah, I don't have anything like I'm trying to make it up and I'm just
trying to think of something.
All right.
What?
Wing it.
I didn't know what the fuck that even was. I thought you was doing that fucking.
Hell nah.
Shit, man. I'm lost, bro. I don't know.
You lost in the sauce, dog?
Yeah.
Nah, I feel that. You drowning.
Well, we gotta talk about. Huh? We gotta talk about relationship, bro. Relationship shit, bro. We gotta contribute to the government's plan.
Man, fuck the government.
You right. You fucking right, nigga. Money. Me neither. Fuck niggas.
Yeah. We gonna talk about that.
Yeah. They really robbing us of our black excellence.
Straight up, bro. Straight the fuck up.
Bro, did you know? Okay, so I'm gonna just start spewing random facts. I don't think I uploaded this video yet. Let me check if I uploaded it. But while I do that, shout out to our YouTube channel. SSL podcast, youtube.com/@SSL podcast. Yes, we close sir. To 800. I think we like 10 away.
Like, comment, subscribe, share to your auntie that needs some attention in her life.
Straight up. Super close to 800. Super close to shit. Let's just put it out there. We super close to 1,000.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I did post it on here. I didn't mean to post it. So I'm gonna just ask you anyway, like you probably haven't already seen it. But did you know Mila Kunis? Fucking, well, she went to take acting classes when she was younger, and the acting classes were $890. Her parents had $900, but they decided to actually, you know, pay for the classes, which is crazy. Which that would have left them with $10 in the account. And it turns out the class was a scam. It was a ripoff. The niggas did not know how to act there. But she ended up meeting her current manager. I think her name is Susan Curtis. She ended up meeting her at this shitty ass fucking talent agency acting school thing. And that manager got her on the 70s show. She got her on.
You talking about Meg?
Yeah, Mila Kunis. That's Meg.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
well, I was thinking of the porn star for a second. What's her name? Shit.
No.
I don't know. Yeah, it sounds similar.
Yeah, Meg. Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That was like what? First of all, nigga, her parents really did believe in her. Oh God. I'd be damned if I'm left with $10 because you want to take acting classes.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I would have did that for my kid too. Straight up.
You gonna spend $890 of your $900.
Yeah.
When you got kids. Hold up. Does she got siblings? Because if they got multiple kids, that make it even crazy.
Yeah. hey. She was the one that made it.
Yes.
She gonna take us out the hood.
She has one older brother.
Oh, yeah. Doing it. Now, if it's three kids, hell nah.
I'm not doing it. I'm keeping it real, bro. Like, we gonna have to find a different thing. And the fucking, bro, this is just a coincidence that she met her fucking talent agent, her manager. That does not happen. Every other kid in that class probably mad as fuck because them niggas did not meet no talent agency. They did not fucking meet nobody important. Them niggas just sat there like, damn, this shit, I really got scammed, didn't
I? And so I can't get a refund?
Man, you mean to tell me when you have another son, you have a son and a daughter, your daughter want to take acting classes at 9 years old, and you're going to believe in her so much that you're going to fucking spend and basically your entire savings? You capping, bro. You fucking bullshitting right now. Like, nah, nigga. I know you want to look like a good parent and shit. I respect that. Like, every parent would want to do that for their kids. But, nigga, $10? Nigga, you got to eat. We got to pay bills, nigga. You want lights on, right? You want gas? You want heat, nigga? You what the fuck? Fuck that. Nigga, $10. We gonna split a McDonald's meal, nigga? What the fuck we gonna do?
Get like two kids meals. All right,
you get the chicken nuggets.
$10 on the dollar menu, nigga. Hey,
facts. We all eating. You know what?
We all eating.
When Mila Kunis was a kid, shit, McDonald's is probably cheap as shit.
We all eating, nigga.
Yeah, on God, nigga, $10 probably was a lot of money. Now, what I'm playing. I'm still not going though.
Yeah, I get it. Real talk. But if I could, I would. But if I can't, fuck that.
Yeah, in that situation, they really couldn't. First, shout out to her parents.
Oh yeah.
But in that situation, they technically couldn't, but they did it anyway, and she ended up actually having a career out of that. So that's a crazy coincidence. Fire for her, and you know, fire for her parents too. So that's good parents. But I ain't have nothing else. So I just kind of said that because we have shit else.
Well, this has been a lovely motherfucking episode, y'all. We really do appreciate every last one of y'all that actually, like, supports us and actually fucks with the movement. If you like what we're doing, make sure you head on to YouTube. Like, comment, subscribe at SSL Podcast, you know, the YouTube channel. Turn that notification bell. Share to your auntie, your cousins, you know, uncles. Need to get, you know, a little laugh or something like that. So, you know, it's been your boy, Young Jew, the Granny Slayer. Giraffe Slammer, Bitch Taker, Panty Wetter, and I'm done.
It's been your boy Nate. Check out all my Instagrams. Yeah, Instagrams, and I guess the YouTube channel, like he just said. Also, my personal YouTube channel, The Facts, youtube.com/FoxFacts with an O, because
yes, sir.
Somebody already took facts. Watch the movie Concussion, man. It's on Tubi. It's a good-ass movie explaining the story of CTE and NFL. Weirdly enough, no matter what video we post or what short we post, we get over 1,000 videos. I mean, views.
Yes,
all the time.
Good.
We haven't failed for a long time. I don't know the exact number. We haven't failed for a long time.
That's good.
When I upload the NFL video that I made talking about the concussions and how they trying to hide it and shit, it gets no views. All three times that I uploaded it. Both of the channels, it got no views. So I think it's a conspiracy going on, y'all.
Yeah, they're trying to like hide that.
Yeah, they're trying to silence our ass. So go watch that movie, man. Educate yourself. I think it's a really dope story, and a really eye opening story. They really was not trying to let us know that fucking niggas was dying.
Damn, we could have talked about that in fucking barbershop talk, nigga. Because we could have talked about some athletes that actually either.
True. Yeah.
Like what?
Shit, there was a recent athlete just passed away at 47. That could be a direct result of CTE, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, I don't know. We'll save that for next time.
I kind of felt like we already revisited on the channel. I didn't think we was going to do it again. But, yeah, we'll talk about it next time.
Yeah.
Watch that movie, man. It's a good movie. Concussion on Tubi. It's free, man. It's like, why not? Why not check it out? Okay. And that's it for me. Yeah. Of course, check out our sponsor. Don't forget about the SSL Podcast when you check out free shipping.
Yes, sir. What's the scenario? Hip Hop Card Game. All social medias will be down below. Click that. Follow. Do that. And
check out our last podcast on YouTube, man.
Oh, yeah. Do that. Oh, yeah. And all to the audio listeners, we appreciate y'all for being patient with us. We apologize.
Yeah, we here. We coming.
Yeah. Just know y'all about to get like a avalanche of
coming all in y'all
literally pause literally, so just be on the lookout.
Yeah, right?
But yeah, other than that, we gone.